So you say you're cooped up at home because of the coronavirus? Look out the window. Or if you can, go for a walk, keeping your social distance, of course. And look up. Birds are migrating. Let's check in on migration with Richard Gibbons, conservation director at Houston Audubon and a research associate of the Louisiana State Museum of Natural Science. And let's bring up that bird sound first. Richard, where have you taken us and what are you seeing?
All right, I've taken you to my favorite place in High Island, Texas, which is this 25-foot hill of wooded area in the middle of a sea of marsh. And in the middle of that woods is a pond, and in the middle of that pond is an island with hundreds of birds that are nesting. We're hearing the jostling of great egrets coming in to their nests that are under construction, or their mate is brooding eggs already. The snowy egrets have just shown up in the last week, and they're making this really cool gurgling sound, like all blah, 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 blah. And then the spoonbills as well. They're all looking for nesting material and trying to keep the great egrets at bay.
Well, and, you know, remind people how this works. Do birds really, when they're migrating, they look down and they go, oh, there's that great place that we love. You know, do they, I mean, we know they have memories, but how does this work?
Migration is an extremely complicated phenomenon, and it is driven by the need to have successful breeding. So when something's that critically important to your survival and the survival of a species, redundancy is a really good thing. So yes, you do have dead reckoning where you look down and say, hey, I remember that patch. That's where we were last year. That's home.
Hmm. So how is climate change? A lot of people are concerned that because of the coronavirus, a crisis in and of itself, it shoved another crisis off the front pages, which is climate change. One of the promises of global warming and climate change was more viruses, more disease. But for now, you know, we're not really thinking about climate change as much. Are you seeing birds migrating in a different way because of changing climate?
It is a great question. And it is helpful to think about bird migration in two major categories. You have many species that are taking their migratory cues from their environment. So temperature, green up, which is when leaf out happens and everything springs to life. And the insects start, you know, they start saying, oh, there's fresh leaves to eat and there's fruit to eat. And it's time for me to go. You know, I get this Zugenruhe, this migratory restlessness.
What was that word?
Zugenruhe.
Okay.
Sorry. It's a German word for migratory restlessness. Climate change is definitely having an effect. And so we have the two groups of birds. You have these weather migrants that are taking their cues from the weather. And then you have what are called calendar migrants, which take their main migratory cues from day length. So if you're on the other side of the equator or way down in another, you know, in another part of Central America, you don't know when things are greening up here. Purple martins are back now in North America. And when they were down in Brazil, the day length started switching. It reached a point and they said, it's time to go. Those birds are arriving in North America now, the first waves, and things are a little further advanced. So think of those migrants that are cued by day length. They are getting here, and it's like their dinner reservation is a little too late. Mm-hmm. And those birds that get there too early, they may be punished with a late freeze. And if they get there too late, they won't find a territory. I'm sorry, I'm being interrupted by a tree frog.
I hate when they do that.
I know.
Yeah, but your point is they are affected by climate change. Look, I looked up in my backyard the other day. Oh, my gosh, a woodpecker, the little black and white feathered with the red crown on top. Oh, my, took my breath away. Rounded a corner coming down the driveway. I live in a city. You know, came down the driveway, and there's a hawk. And it wasn't red-tailed. It looked like a, you know, maybe a Cooper's hawk. I looked it up. You know, I guess just people should just look. It's so calming.
You know, these are very, very strange times. And we're all trying to find a balance between being informed and also staying sane. For many people, such a small dose of nature can help center them. You know, life is going on all around us, yeah. And nature's a great teacher.
Well, Richard Gibbons, thank you so much. We needed this. Richard, conservation director at Houston Audubon. He's also a research associate at the Louisiana State University Museum of Natural Science. And by the way, they also have a camera at Bolivar Flats Shorebird Sanctuary. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org. What a wonderful, I can't wait. Richard, thank you so much for taking us there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.
Okay, I want more birds.